Blog Talk Radio.
What is high? What is higher? What is learned? What is learning? What is higher learning? What it is? I mean, what is it? What is learned?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, world?
Welcome
to another episode of Higher Learning. I'm your host, Scott St. Patrick. I'm here with the lovely Tia.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Higher Learning Radio. We're conscious minds. We just want to get that number out there for everybody. Get ready to call in the number 6-4-6-7-8-7-8-3-5-8-6-4-6-7-8-7-8-5-8. Higher Learning Radio is the building. Today's topic is manifesting really desire. Do we have some texts for everybody?
I do.
Anybody else who thinks like us, who thinks on a conscious level, who is not in the matrix, and I feel like we found some people.
I do too, and I feel like they're finding us, and we're going to just keep discovering more the aliens. That's what we are, right?
We are weird. We're very weird.
So last week's show was great. We talked a lot about love and relationships. Being attractive because of that or stereotypes around it. If you guys missed that show, you can check blogtalkradio.com/higherlearningradio for the archives or on our YouTube if you're on right now. But before we get into manifestation, so this was my idea, and I'm just going to leave Scott out of it, so don't hold him responsible. But I feel like, you know, consciousness is a lifestyle, right? But then I have these, like, lower vibrational moments where I'm in the real world, and I have some not-so-conscious conversations or thoughts. And I just feel like we deserve a segment of the show where we can talk for a few seconds. Not-so-conscious state, I know that's nothing to elevate. Still makes a whole world The reason why we're all here, to elevate our consciousness, moving into the superconscious mind. So what's our topic this week, Scott?
Manifestation. And furthermore, how do you attain your desires? I'm really excited about this subject because we were talking before the show. And we were saying that this is a big leap.
Yep.
We went from like dating and consciousness to manifestation.
Just the coup de grace that doesn't get any more real than that when you want to talk about state of consciousness.
When you think about manifestation, who is one of the first authors, or who do you think about when you think about manifestation?
The first thing that comes to my mind when you say that is The Secret. Thought, kind of, so that, and then that immediately makes me think of Dr. Michael Beckwith, who is the spiritual leader of Gottman Spiritual Center in the Spirit, and also that home church. So, you know, but there's so many leaders, so many teachers of this way of thought. What about you?
I think about Science of Language, which is a great book.
Chill out so I can finish my statement. Tony Robbins. Oh, thank you. We have been working our quote unquote magic in Hollywood, Hollyweird, La La Land for an amount of years. And neither of us are on television shows. And neither of us have major motion pictures that we could you're being very rude. You're being very rude. It's all of us. I'm sorry. You guys should not be privy to this kind of disagreement between co-hosts. We are co-creating a show. Raise your consciousness to be a little bit more. You're just waving me off. Okay, cool. I'm going to finish my statement because there's always a good ending. I always bring it home. So what I'm saying is we both have gotten to different places in our thoughts about why it is that we have not attained the level of success that I've been both felt would be necessary to call ourselves professional athletes. Why are we containers? That's the layman's term way of saying. And when you go into an industry that is overly competitive, not a lot of it, but it's so visible that other people are making strides that you're not, people you were just, you know, roommates with or something, it can cause you to do an internal check, like what's going on with me, blah, blah, blah.
Your job to allow yourself to catch up with the conversation as those things are.
enjoy the ride of the processes of attaining these tangible desires.
And I think that it's fair to bring the Christian faith into this. As we said last week, that scripture that says, I will give you the desires of your heart. And I believe we said last week that Bishop Jakes had said, giving you the desires of your heart is not actually giving you the money. I will give you the want for the money. I'll give you the desire for that, which is a manifestation. So having the want for something is ultimately you having it. And then you have to ask yourself, but why is it that I want it?
Because before we do this first, if I was, you just made it off. For pointing out. I'm gonna go for personal because I feel as though first of all, I think I'm really going to go with the moment. We made the decision to use manifestation as a top of the week. I was in the brain, so I played the game. This week has been a place and then today was like, anything that you want, because if you're wanting it, then what you're going to get is more of the experience of wanting it. Does that make sense? Because that goes over your head. You cannot have what you want. So if you're in a state of wanting constantly, I want more money. The universe has a universal response to every question. God only has one answer to everything. Yes. That is true. I want more money. I am sick and tired of my life being this way. You know what I'm saying? So I heard about it. I'm not even
girl and be thirsty because they sense that from a mile away. Calm yourself.
Well, that's true. I just want to point
out. Are you talking about the time when I tried to talk to you and you put okay. So relax yourself. Letting go is the key. That's what I love. I love her.
Thank you, Mommy. We know that. One of my favorite spiritual mentors, Abraham, well, Esther and Jerry Hicks, say that every subject, if you think about it, has two ends of the spectrum. There's the joy of the thing, and then there's the absence of it. So in talking about your story about the watch, that analogy of the watch, we're focused on the absence of the watch. You can't find it. But when you are looking for something else, that's when it appears, because you took your attention off of the absence of it. It also works if you believe your attention is the joy of having something. You know, so I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. There are a lot of physical manifestations that I'm only expecting. Kind of sound the right word. Vibration, and you brought it up earlier when you said, you know, we have to talk about vibration. Scientifically, it has been proven that everything is vibration. Everything is in constant motion. Nothing is at rest. So if I can believe that gravity is a force that will pull me downward, right? If I can believe in attraction, that like attracts like, I can also open my mind enough to believe that things vibrate at different frequencies. Think about it. We all kind of believe in sound. We believe how sound waves reach us and how things are sound different notes, different pitches, different radio. Like, we get all types of waves, so we know that there's different frequencies that give you those different sounds. us probably hear it. We can't afford that, or that costs too much. But I've developed some of my belief systems around money.
Let's explore that. Because you said that we're talking about deep work, right? Okay, fair enough.
You guys get ready to call in. We're taking callers in 5 minutes.
Fair enough. So why is it then that somebody like a Donald Trump can have $10 billion and seems like the thing that he ultimately desires comes to him? I mean, is he... Do you think that these people are sitting somewhere meditating, vision boards, and or do you think they have mastered the art of their desire to be effortless? It's not something that not so exactly where they're supposed to be at all times. So I could have the same desire as Donald Trump for $10 million. People have it. I might not have $10 billion. Yeah, let's be clear. He might have it. I might not have it. But I know God is so good, so just, and he has actually equipped me $10 billion worth of something else. And it's not that it may not be the physical manifestation of actual money, but there's something that he deposited in me that is worth money. Thank you.
reach I want. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I want to be able to go to Egypt like Reverend Dr. Beckwith is in Kemet right now. I want to be able to talk to people and spread all this information I have about consciousness and how we're all okay and just all of this stuff I feel like is put on me through the work I've done. And I said, but Scott, it's 2016. You can reach people from your computer. And sure enough, he moved faster than the speed of lightning and created a radio show because he wanted to reach the people. So that one thing that he felt was missing from his life in moments, he was able to deal with that same real feeling because he got real with himself about what he was really, quote unquote, missing and why he felt he needed the money. So I got to say, what is going on out there? What do you guys want that you're having problems manifesting? Maybe you have something, some light to shed on this subject that I don't even would just blow my mind. But feel free to chat us on our YouTube page or call in and, you know, want to match your voice. You don't want the people at work to know that you're afraid and you're trying to manifest. Call in because, you know, perhaps we have something to say that some light on your desires, or perhaps you could shed some light on some of the things that we said. Or, you know, I'll meet my money. I'm like, God, I didn't want to reach. No. Our human bodies need that. So I think it's reasonable to accept that the human condition causes us to have needs and desires that our spiritual selves don't align with.
Well, it's different to have a physiological need. It is. It's different to have a physiological need than to, and then that's a good point, because when you talk about physiological needs, there's nothing attached to that. When you go to the bathroom, there's no desire, there's no want, there's no I can't, I gotta think about this, I don't know if I can, I don't know. You just get up and go. So there is an empty space, there is a thoughtless action that is happening, and I believe it's our thoughts that ultimately drag us down.
Well, I think it's our thoughts and our feelings. I don't think on this trajectory, why would I want to experience what Esther and Jer call so much contrast? Like, who would choose that life? And I think that speaks to the people who are in, like, complete impoverished communities and people who deal with abuse and all kinds of things. It's like, well, I wouldn't choose that. You talk about I can manifest whatever feelings I want, but what if I'm being beat up in my relationship? You know what I mean? Where do I manifest safety? You want it to be, I'm just going to sit here in the closet and feel safe while banging the door down. And I don't know that today I would know what to say to that woman because my vibration is low. So I'm going to leave that to you. Why don't you answer that hypothetical caller question that I just made up?
Well, it depends on how much you believe in co-creation prior to actually coming into the world. I don't know.
Knock me out. Something is wrong.